I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, May 22. Coming up, economy grows in first quarter of 2018, stimulation plus early childhood institution expanded, and Justice Minister reporting all judgment debts settled. The news in detail after the break.
Hey! Ramp it up, fix it up, this labor day we are clean it up. Ramp it up, fix it up, this labor day we are clean it up. Build ramps in schools, busy health centers, for the young and for the elders. Paint the fence, make the place enhance. Access for all to every entrance. Island wide is a island wide. We are ramp it up, island wide. Island wide is a island wide. We are fix it up, island wide. This labor day is volunteer to ramp it up. Fix it up, you know.
Now the news. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting that real gross domestic product, GDP, in the economy grew by an estimated 1.2% for the January to March 2018 quarter, compared with the corresponding period in 2017. Speaking at a press conference at the PIOJ on Tuesday, the Director General, Dr. Wayne Henry, said among the reasons for the positive outturn was the resumption of production at the Allpart Alumina Refinery during the October to December 2017 quarter and increased visitor arrivals.
This positive outturn largely reflected the impact of 1. Increased in external demand from Jamaica's main trading partners, which supported increased exports of some goods and services, particularly tourism. 2. Increased hotel room capacity and air seat capacity, which facilitated growth in stopover visitor arrivals. 3. Increased capacity utilization, especially in the mining and quarrying and manufacture industries. And 4, major infrastructure works.
Dr. Henry adds that the goods producing industry grew by an estimated 3%, with all industries recording improvements in real value added during the review quarter. The services industry expanded by 0.7%, reflecting real value added increases in all industries. Meanwhile, Dr. Wayne Henry says the economy is estimated to have grown by 0.8% for the 2017-18 fiscal year. He says the goods-producing industry grew by 0.3%, while the services industry increased by 0.9%.
The industries which recorded the largest growth during the year were mining and quarrying, up 4.7%, hotels and restaurants, up 4%, construction, up 1.2%, and manufacture, up 1.1%.
In the meantime, the PIOJ Director General says for the April to June 2018 quarter, the economy is projected to grow by 1.5 to 2.5%. This is based on the anticipated strengthening of most industries relative to the similar quarter of 2017. The growth projection for fiscal year 2018-19 is within the range of 2 to 3%. Dr. Henry says this projection is based on the anticipated recovery in the agriculture, forestry and fishing industry, as well as significant expansion in output in the mining and quarrying industry. Risks to the projection include weather-related shocks and slower-than-expected growth in the economies of main trading partners. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck is reporting that all judgment debts due at the 2017-18 fiscal year have been settled. Mr. Chuck says the matters were settled thanks to a provision of just over $1 billion by the Ministry of Finance.
For us to settle 303 matters, all matters submitted from the Attorney General's chambers were paid up, so we owe nobody anything. This is a signal achievement that we hope to sustain.
The Justice Minister was making his contribution to the 2018-19 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. He adds that up to Friday, May 18, 56 matters totaling just over $78 million were also settled. And students and staff at the Stimulation Plus Early Childhood Development Center in Rockfort, East Kingston are now benefiting from the $75.79 million expansion of the institution's facilities. State Minister in the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, Xavier Main, says the facility is a symbol of the government's commitment to children, especially those with disabilities.
Every child deserves a learning environment that caters for the total development, an environment in which they can learn, play, and develop critical social skills regardless of their circumstances and abilities.
The expanded development center now boasts 7 classrooms and bathrooms, administrative offices, sick bay, physiotherapy room, caretaker cottage, and a specialized play area. The expansion of the Stimulation Plus Early Childhood Development Center was funded by the Inter-American Development Bank, the IDB. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.